Welcome back to Your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Are you good at talking? Are you better when you add appendages to the conversation? On this episode, Bob and I talk about illustrating our points with our digits, as well as getting our beauty rest. Enjoy.
I'll use my hands as best I can to demonstrate what I'm talking about.
That way.
My Tai Chi master does that unbelievably well. He's describing a sculpture, and he's using his hands to... He talks about it while he's using his hands to draw it in the air for you. And you are standing there looking at this thing in front of him. You know how big it is. You know where certain features of it are and the shapes of them.
I think that might be you rather than maybe his innate ability.
I'm telling you something. You need to see this man describe something. When he talks about, you know, when he describes the heart, right? And he puts his hands in a way together that, you know, he's talking about like a human heart. He's not talking about... The little heart shape that you see around Valentine's Day. You know, he's talking about how it affects your heartbeat. And he puts
how
his
often is he talking about human hearts?
Oh, he's got a drawer full of them. We just go look at them.
I think we should do that. We should challenge him to describe something to us, and then we should both draw it and see if we come up with the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, I would do. Well, see, that's not going to be fair, though, because I can draw better than you.
You're a better drawer. But see, that's what I'm saying. You probably can visualize stuff as he's describing it a lot better than most people.
Well,
so.
I feel like he's sketching it out for me. That's the thing. So I mean, yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to take away from this dude's skill set.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, he's.
But I'm saying you're bringing a lot to the table, too.
Oh, cool. Well, my imagination is pretty powerful. Yeah. And that's an asset and not an asset sometimes.
Nope.
There's sometimes when I don't want to imagine that.
Can I turn this off, please?
Yeah.
I would like to go to bed and not think of every worst case scenario.
Okay, why is that? That when you go to bed, you don't ever think of the best case scenarios. You think about all the things you did wrong. You think about all the transgressions that were against you or that you did against somebody else in the middle of the night. You think of every deadline that you might miss.
Yeah.
You think of every failure that you might have in the future. It's like, it's amazing to me how that happens at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I have no answer to that. I don't know why that happens. I don't know why we can't just change our brains a little bit. I don't know why I can't just lay in bed after I'm literally falling asleep at the desk, working on my computer, and then I'm up for another half an hour.
Yeah. Well,
even though I just went to bed.
Well, because the effort it takes to get out of that chair and go walk over to the bed and brush your teeth and do anything else, you've then just reactivated your brain. And... if you're in front of your computer...
So don't brush your teeth is what
I'm
hearing.
Yeah, just go right to bed.
Yeah.
You brush them in the morning. Brush them when you get up in the middle of the night if you have to. Do not delay...
So just get a rope and pulley and some sort of...
too much effort.
Motor system.
Ramp.
To pull me directly into bed when I press a
low
button.
Low ramp. Chair with wheels.
Yeah.
Okay? All you have to do is hit a release button,
yep.
Right? You roll down the ramp.
Very slowly.
Slowly. It's a controlled ramp. Well, we won't grease
the
wheels.
Well, if I go too fast, then it's going to wake me up.
It might wake you up. But if you go too slow, when you actually get to the bed, you won't just dump in and go to sleep. You'll have to get up, which might wake you up.
Yep.
I was thinking we'll get enough momentum to get you to bedside and flip into the bed.
Can you do the TV as the way to distract you from those things and help you get to sleep?
Yeah, I suppose.
Because that sometimes works for me, and sometimes I'm just distracted.
I fall asleep in front of the TV. I mean, I've recently started a bad habit of falling asleep on the couch. The
and
other
times, glasses.
Oh, man. Brand new glasses. I love these new glasses. They look really cool. First day I had them.
It sounds really cool. I really wanted to see them on you. It's the only reason
and
I came today.
And after I'm done recording with you, I'm going to go back to the eye doctor and take advantage of the warranty that they told me about yesterday.
Hello.
But that made me feel sad because I really just wanted to enjoy having my new glasses for more than a day. And one of the things that sold them to me was they have those flexible little hinges that they can go all the way out to the sides of the glasses without breaking. But apparently one little twist and they're snapping. So, yeah, I was a little disappointed with myself.
Indestructible. So you fall asleep on the couch. I fall asleep on the couch, but it's not a all night sleep.
No. And it's funny because if I fall asleep for more than like 10 minutes on the couch, I don't want to get up to go to bed.
No.
I'm like, I'll just do it here.
Yeah, because you know the effort that it's going to take and it's going to wake you back up and then you're going to just be like, ugh.
I got to strap on a CPAP mask as well.
Ugh.
So that's a challenge. But what happens is my love will come out at 11 o'clock and say, hey, buddy, come on, time for bed. Or if I'm too tough to wake, which isn't that often, she'll let me just go back to sleep there. You know, it's good to have someone to come wake you, though. It is, because then you're like, hey, oh, I'm wanted in the other room.
Should evolve out of needing sleep.
Sleep is so good. It's the yin to the yang.
We've just described it as like one of the worst things.
No, sleep itself is wonderful. Oh, it's the interruptions of sleep.
Yeah, it's the getting to sleep.
Well, sometimes.
And my thing is, if you don't need it, like forget that, you know, the feeling of tiredness and all that stuff, but if you didn't need it at all.
Yeah.
Are there any animals that just stay awake?
Sharks, I think.
Sharks? They don't sleep and just keep swimming?
They keep swimming. Yeah. I know that because they have to keep swimming in order for their heart to keep beating, from what I understand.
Yeah. Okay. So we should be more like sharks. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. Predators.
Rows of teeth.
Yeah. Eat everything. Gills. Comes your path. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Sharks. All right. Deal.
Done.
Let's be that. So now Nick and I are officially sharks. It's weird to imagine, but we'll be doing all future podcasts from the comfort of a jumbo aquarium Nick has crafted for us with his 3D printer. He's also printed some impressive sea plants, a coral reef, literally all the plastic fish we can eat. Who can argue with a setup like that? Okay, gang, that does it for this episode of The Dose. Thanks for rolling with us as we evolve. This week we're sharks, next week maybe jets. Let's keep our hearts open, and come on back tomorrow.